Only a few treatment options. Shopping, overeating, talking with your friends on the phone, and extramarital affairs.
Honey, gotta go!
Hey, WTF!
Widows to Football, WTF, now through February. Check your listings for affair times.
You know, we like a good amount of what the president's been able to do with the economy, strengthen the military and so forth, but ultimately, will it be enough to overcome what I'm looking at here? This was a study, it was actually a survey done by College Pulse.
Our survey said
less than half, 30% of today's college students say the United States is the most powerful country on earth. Why do they think that? Why are they?
They're being taught that?
I mean, the idea is not to be a world bully. It's to be a country that not only has military power, but one that, unless you live in Elijah Cummings District or some other rat-infested hellhole, has the power to provide the resources for people to have a good life. Nobody lives as well as we do. Nobody.
True.
We are so spoiled. You know what the Democrats want? They want that high-speed rail. They want you living in a, you know, with 9,000 other families in a 50-story apartment building. So they can, you know, do away with cars and all the damage they're doing, you know, climate change. These are people that actually believe they can change nature. I watched a bit of American Wonders, Natural Wonders last night. It's somewhat akin to what you were talking about earlier about the deep sea.
Yeah.
The amazing features on the face of the earth, but in the United States, some of the geological formations, some I wasn't even aware of, are just amazing. And from coast to coast, from the Grand Canyon to Bryce Canyon to Georgia, where there are some really amazing formations, especially towards the ocean. All of this was caused by retreating glaciers, including the Great Lakes. And, you know, they explain this as they're taking you on this aerial tour. So the question is, that must have been climate change, right? The glaciers retreated, or we'd be under 75 feet of ice. Didn't happen overnight. I don't think people can envision how long it takes for a process like that to develop, millions of years. So why do we have people, especially politicians, who have no scientific pedigree, think that they can actually, and when they say climate change, change it from what to what?
Well, there's a narrative they're pushing. This is all about control, as usual. That's what this is about. It's about total control. It's about a new world order. It's about a central controlling government that controls the whole world. That's what this is all about.
And as Reagan said, they'll start with health care.
And he was right.
And they'll tell the doctor where he can work and live and all that. And they'll tell you what procedures you can have and what you can't. And what you can eat. I mean, I'm waiting for them to outlaw candy. Outlaw fun. Anything that makes you smile. That seems to be what they hate. You know why? Because they're miserable sons of bitches. And they just, if they can't find a way to be happy, they're going to make sure that you don't get happy.
Oh, absolutely.
5:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Brent McDonald's going to be joining us in just a moment. Right now, we'll head back to the traffic dungeon, get your local news, the weather, and we'll find out why the market took a big fat today.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour. We have one accident to tell you about. It's in the 4100 block of the Atlanta Highway. That is going to be right in front of Dalrata Common Shopping Center and the Public, so be careful there. If you're on I-85, prepare to slow down. We already have a traffic jam right at the interchange. Things are kind of slow there. Once you head up north on I-65, there's another slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. That one will go away in just a little while. It's there every afternoon. Traffic on the Boulevard is moving along pretty well, but be careful around the intersections because we have bunches of traffic rolling with you. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama might have to pay more than $1 million to lawyers for abortion clinics after the state's unsuccessful attempt to ban a common second trimester abortion procedure. In a court filing last week, lawyers for abortion clinics said they will seek to recoup $1 million in legal fees and nearly $24,000 in expenses. Alabama is responsible for the plaintiff's fees after federal courts ruled the law unconstitutional. Montgomery police is searching for a man wanted on armed robbery charges. He's accused of robbing the Marathon gas station in the 4100 block of Troy Highway back on July 17th. No one was injured. Call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP if you have any information. And the search for Selma's new police and fire chiefs is underway. City leaders hope to have a new fire chief in place by the end of August. Interviews for the positions will be open to the public. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your weekend plans could be interrupted by a thunderstorm every now and then, but we need the rain, and I don't think anybody's going to be upset. Scattered hit or miss storms will fade out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature 74, and then for tomorrow, look for a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, I'll throw in Saturday and Sunday as well with the increased coverage of showers on the radar. A decent chance that a lot of towns will get wet. Some towns will get skipped. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Turning Chicago and Emily Hayes into their background vocalist. What a great song.
That is an awesome song.
And we need a little optimism. We need a little feeling stronger every day. And God, I was shocked today as we welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. I woke up from my nap. First thing I did was check to see if the markets were still going good. They have got off to a good start. Oh, sure. Lots of green there. And then I get a text from Rich Thomas. And, geez, I mean, it went from 200 up to 300 down. Not a good day.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That's what I was telling Joey just off the air. And it was a crazy day. It really was. You know, the thing about it is, early this morning, and we thought we kind of got a little hint of this yesterday afternoon because we talked about the Fed's decision after their FOMC meeting and all of that and how they left a lot to be desired. But then, of course, you know, the Treasury Department, under Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, sort of subtly reminded us that they have tools that they can use as well to try to suppress the dollar or to try to help control the situation. And so that carried overnight, came in this morning, and markets reacted positively to that, which was a good thing. And then, two, you know, everyone realized that, hey, okay, maybe the Fed chairman was just trying to save face a little bit, but really he'll probably cut again in September. So we're trading really well. You are exactly right. Well into the green, up almost 300, actually a little over 300 on the Dow. And then Trump sends out a tweet right in the middle of trade negotiations where you've got Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin overseas in China negotiating on this trade deal. And the tweet says, we're going to go ahead and slap tariffs on the remaining $300 billion of goods. And we're going to do a 10% tariff, and that will begin on September the 1st if China does not get this deal done. And with that, we erased all 300 points of the gain, yep, and then went down almost 400. We were negative about 400, so it was about a 700-point swing on that news. And, yeah, it was crazy. We're getting whipsawed around. And as a matter of fact, I was in a business meeting at the lunch, and, you know, was kind of coming to the end of that, and I looked down at my phone, and I said, oh, my gosh. I said, hey, listen, buddy, I'm sorry. I got to get to the office. And so, but let me tell you what, though, I am feeling pretty good about it, because as I've talked about over the last week or so, even yesterday, I think, you know, when we were on the air, I reminded everyone, and we did our best to try to telegraph our feelings about this, that, you know, there was risk in the Fed decision, and there was also a strong likelihood and a very high probability that Trump was going to hit back hard in the next 30 days. And then I think yesterday afternoon, before we got off the air, I said, there's either one of two scenarios. He's either going to hit them with the remaining $300 billion, or he's going to bluff that he's going to do it. And then, lo and behold, today, he actually hits them with it and says it's going to, and it could be still a bluff, because they don't take effect until September 1st. But the good news is, as I've said on the air, I mean, we've had our investment committee meetings here. We've had a lot more than we normally do. And the last one we had, we had some pretty major changes we made to our portfolio model, which we have many of them. And as I told Joey right before we came on, it's good. It's a great feeling when you're on the right side of this. And so we actually kind of feel pretty good about it. About how we're positioned as we're going through all this. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, crazy day, man. It really was. So, we'll see what happens, though. This, you know, Trump, I tell you what, man, he's really rolling the dice. If the Chinese push back and say, nah, we're not doing anything, and this turns into a war, and they ratchet up, this is not going to be good for markets at all.
Mm. It's not going to help him get reelected either.
It absolutely won't. And let me tell you, too, you know, today I was pouring through. You ought to see. I've got a stack of charts sitting on my desk looking at very, very detailed information. Just to give you some examples, you know, we're looking at charts of the dollar index, looking at purchasing manager indexes around the world. You know, there are roughly about 15, 16 of them, everything from Germany and Taiwan and you name it, all the way to India, U.S., Brazil. There are only three where the PMI surveys are in positive territory indicating some form of growth, and the U.S. is one of them. The rest of them are all contracting around the world. That's not good. Industrial activity around the world, all contracting. You know, I go through this list. You look at what central bankers are doing around the world. We've talked about this. They're pouring QE into their economy, cutting interest rates as fast as they can. In the meantime, you know, the Fed continues to diverge away from the rest of the world, and the dollar remains strong. And that's been what's so problematic. And I could go on and on. We're looking at European bank credit risk. We're looking at gold. We're looking at bank credit default swap, UK government credit default swap. You name it, all these indicators. And as I said yesterday, they're flashing a little red here. So this is a bold move that Trump is making in so many ways. It really is.
I want to share with you a note I got from a listener yesterday because, you know, I have been trying to learn everything I can in the many years we've been talking. Says I just don't quite get interest rates. I remember the booming 90s when people could buy a house, but old folks like my parents or me now could get a good rate on bank CDs. Mm-hmm. A couple of business writers for the conservative-leaning New York Post have questioned why we have to have such low rates if the economy is that booming, or is it that the Pauls were right about the Fed? Any reaction to that? There's a lot there.
Well, so, no, I think it's good to bring that up, because one thing that it points to is, yes, you're right. If you go back 30, 40, 50 years ago, the U.S. domestic economy was largely insulated, and we didn't truly have anywhere near, not even close to the global trade that we have today. And not only that, but with the technology we have today, the lightning speed that information travels and the way that goods and services can be delivered so much quicker.
Yeah.
And the tentacles of all of these large economies, even emerging economies or developed economies, they run deep. These tentacles run deep with one another. And we truly are not the same economy that we were 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. It's an entirely different situation.
Right.
And so, and the thing you have to remember is that the largest volume of trade out there occurs in dollars. Dollars are still the most widely held currency around the world. And so whenever you see a runaway dollar relative to the basket of currencies, whether it's the pound sterling or whether it's now the euro or the Japanese yen or the Aussie dollar, those are the big ones. When you see the U.S. dollar breaking out and ripping higher relative to those, and all of those places that I just mentioned are pouring QE, there's now a $3 trillion divergence between what the European Central Bank has done in terms of money creation, euro creation, versus the United States. And the U.S. Federal Reserve has been allowing its balance sheet to run off. So U.S. has been doing QE in reverse. Uh-huh. Unwinding the stuff that they had done after the financial crisis. So you've got two diametrically opposed viewpoints. You've got the U.S. going in one direction and the whole rest of the world going in another direction. And that's why it's so complicated, Greg, and that's why this discussion of interest rate is so important and currency movements are so important. And I know it can be brain-bending because you think, wow, you know, things are good here and interest rates are pretty cheap and you can get a house and then consumers in good shape and all of that stuff, and those are true and they're good and they're really good, but the rest of the world is not healthy. And with this dollar, it just imagine in your mind the giant wrecking ball tearing a big skyscraper down and it just falls to pieces. That's what the dollar does in this type of economic environment, a global environment. That's what it's doing every time it rips higher to European money center banks, dollar-denominated loans being held on those balance sheets. That's what it's doing to Japan. That's what it's doing to China. And at the end of the day, it's really not good for America and our own interests. So things need to kind of be brought back, I would say, under control a little bit. And that's why Trump is just absolutely berating the Fed chairman and pounding him to death to bring interest rates down so that we can keep pace with what is going on in the rest of the world.
See, folks, this is why you should pick up the phone, call 387-0094. Make an appointment so you can sit down with Brandt and get a plan going for yourself, and also have access to a team of people that can answer questions for you. On a day like this, you see numbers, you don't know what's going on, what caused it. Get some analysis and get a good night's sleep, because the only thing, fear can only exist where ignorance already is.
Well said.
It's true. So when you have information, at least you have something you can grasp, a reality. The other reality is that just what doesn't seem like a whole lot of money, a few bucks on a regular basis, can build up over time. McDonald and Hagen can help you plan for your future, and one day you'll look at that account you started with a modest amount of money, and all of a sudden it's worth a lot. Do that. Take it from somebody, the fool, that didn't. and wished he had. So if you learn nothing else from me, learn the value of having something going in the way of a nest egg. It does work. So 387-0094, great group of people, McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. And Brandon, anything big breaks tomorrow, Joey will be here. I am off tomorrow, but we will certainly talk on Monday.
Well, it could break big, so we'll see. I may be able to call him, but you've got Jobs' number, and then the karaoke mall is tomorrow, so we'll see what happens.
All right, job number.
Anyway.
Those have always been better than expected.
Yeah, well, we had the ADP number yesterday, and if you look at that, jobless claims were, right in line. The jobs numbers were pretty good. Private payrolls were still up. A little bit of a slowdown. But I think tomorrow we'll probably see a number printed around 165 to 175 in terms of new jobs, and that'll be pretty much in line. So I'm hoping that won't be anything to cause any problems tomorrow.
I'll be an optimist. I'll say it'll be better than expected.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my friend. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. 5:23.
Wow. In this material. Voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You said the last time you were downstairs it was real dark to the south.
Yes, it was.
I pulled up the Live in Fear Doppler, and there's some storms that seem like they're a good bit south of Montgomery. But I think we should go take a look.
It needs to be done. Somebody's got to do it.
I don't trust the radar.
I don't either.
We'll be back in a minute.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling along with you on the 5 o'clock rush, and we have a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. Please be careful on I-85. It's slowing down around the interchange. If you're headed north on I-65, we don't see any big problems for you. Traffic on the boulevard's real busy, and we have a jam up around the Troy Highway. It looks like there's a disabled vehicle right at the Troy Highway and the boulevard, so be careful there. MPD is still working the accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Public, so be careful if you have to pass through that area. Montgomery Cardiovascular is now located at Festival Plaza Shopping Center, Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Missing is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to stay with this. So that's why I'm calling you guys.
What's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we mm-hmm. encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
you know,
I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross.
Wait.
You know, put the deer crossing sign.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? You know? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
You seem to be under the misunderstanding that the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Right. And all these car accidents you had involved a deer after you saw a deer crossing sign.
Exactly. I mean, I'm trying to watch out for the deer, but, I mean, speed limit's 55, 65. How am I supposed to, you know, you can't brake really quick if you, you know, the deer just is crossing in that deer crossing area.
So you'd like to see these signs move somewhere safer?
Right. If we can move them, like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas. Somewhere where the speed limit...
Well, the age-old question with that particular clip, I was just browsing through the files and came across it. We haven't played that for a while. Is that a prank or is that legit? Is somebody really that dumb?
I think it's fake.
Terry?
I got to tell you, my experience, people are getting dumb as a box of hammers. They really are.
Yeah. Like them millennials that said that the U.S. is... Oh, no, those are Gen Zers, excuse me.
Well, look at the politicians. One said Guam was going to capsize because too many troops were on it. I mean, come on.
I think I have that.
I mean, that's...
clip in the studio here.
That is so stupid. I don't know that there's a word for how stupid that is.
Let's see. That was Hank Johnson, right?
There you go. Yep. And he's a politician. He's making public policy for us.
I have a lot of Hank stuff here.
I'll bet you do.
But it's Hank Williams doing football parodies. I'm going to try and find that. Maybe it's... because I know who labeled this. And he had a real... you have to learn how to think like him.
Oh.
So I'm looking under tipping over. Well, anyway, we'll look for it. We got Cheryl on the line. Let's talk to her for a moment. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi.
How are you?
Where did you get the clip from the woman about the deer crossing?
It's one of those things that went around. And we've had it for years. So long ago, I can't remember where I got it. It might have been in an email or something.
I'm sitting here and I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can believe it.
I got to vote with Terry on this one. Not that Joey's wrong. It's just when you hear, when our leaders are as dumb as the guy you're going to hear here in a second, thanks to young Joey.
That was one of our politicians?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Hank Johnson, who legitimately, I mean, if you listen to him in this moment in Congress, how monumentally ignorant and stupid this guy is, you'll understand that you have to give real thought to the possibility of that woman that thinks deer crossing signs are for deer to read and know where to cross, you know.
I have heard a 9/11 call, and this made YouTube. A lady called and her power door locks had gone out in her car. And she called because she was trapped in her car.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't, the automatic door locks, she couldn't make them actuate the door. So the lady calmly said, okay, reach over. You see that little thing on the door? Pull that up. She had to talk her how to open her door. She was freaking out. She thought she was going to die because she was in her car and her door locks were messed up.
So yeah, they're out there and they're among us.
They are. They're everywhere.
They're starting to overrun
there
the world.
There you go.
That's by design.
Yeah, I know.
Stupid people are a lot easier to manipulate.
Yep.
Yes.
That's why they want
thank
to.
You.
Thank you. So let's listen to old Hank here. Tell us how it is. This is a congressman. I think he's still in Congress, isn't he? I'll bet his district.
Island that at its widest level is what 12
citizen the beginning.
This is a island that at its widest level is what 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level
narrow, is that what you're looking for, dumbass?
Location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other.
Dear God.
Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if
scary,
I recall,
man.
Long.
Moron.
So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about
you say widest 20, or widest
about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island.
See if he's still in college.
And
he's gotta be stoned, gotta be.
I'm thinking,
I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure
probably
with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Uh-huh.
We don't anticipate that. The the Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
Oh, he could have went
the
with
whole
that.
Island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and
he could have had fun.
Is
with
he
that.
Still in office?
You know, he could have kept going and said, well, the average weight of a human is that we got this many, so
let's double check. I think he still is in office.
They deserve what they get if they vote that moron in office.
Yeah, he still is. He's been a representative. District, 4th District in Georgia.
My dear God.
He's 64 years old.
He hasn't learned a damn thing.
He's an idiot.
Here is Cooter.
You call me an idiot?
No, you, no, 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 no.
Oh, okay. The deer crossing sign call is a real call. You know, she made a later call that's also out there. They're on YouTube. I hadn't looked it up lately.
Mm-hmm.
But you could search it on YouTube and find it.
That's scary, isn't it?
It is scary. That congressman later claimed that he was kidding, but what else could he say?
He wasn't kidding.
They said it doesn't sound like it.
No, he wasn't kidding. We just sit here and watched it, and he wasn't kidding.
Greg, I read your Boom article earlier today.
Oh.
I loved it. But you talked about losing your innocence, and I wasn't sure which state that was. If it was included, you know, when you were watching the man on the moon or just when it was.
Well,
it didn't specify.
See, in that context, I didn't give a date. I'd actually love to write a column about that specifically.
I bet.
Because it's all innocent. It's not vulgar.
I know.
The personal stuff, other than the day I met her, that was all within the context of the year.
Okay.
I didn't think that was important to merit a date, as I did with a lot of the other events from 69.
You sure?
It was a great year, though, wasn't it?
It was the best.
Going into senior year of high school that year, I think the same as you.
Yeah, and from a music standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
It'll never be the same, man. There's never been a better year, in my opinion.
Nope.
For songs. All right, guys. Y'all have a great one.
We appreciate it.
Mr. Cooter.
Here's Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yes.
Can we have a little more enthusiasm? Chad. Yeah, yeah.
So, Greg, what happens when people criticize Trump eventually? What happens to him?
They get what they call Trumpenfreud. It comes back to bite them on the butt.
Come up.
Yes. So did you hear what happened with Elijah Cummings?
Oh, we were the first. That was breaking news last hour, man. We made that our most electrifying story of the afternoon.
That's a nice big plate of Schadenfreude served straight up.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Sure
can
is.
You believe that?
For those of you who didn't hear it, Elijah Cummings, who took great umbrage at Trump's criticism of his wonderful district, his house was burglarized last Saturday.
Right. While he was
probably by a Republican.
Probably a nice dinner in I think he was in Venice.
Venice with Pelosi. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. On a fact finding mission.
Because Venice, he's going to find the solutions to a ghetto in Baltimore by going to a restaurant in Venice. That's how it works. You see.
That's the way it works, my man. Rules is for suckers. And the little people get nothing.
You better
believe
it. Yep.
And this is why people don't like politicians.
Uh-huh.
You know, here they are on break. Instead of being home trying to pass some legislation to fix the border problem that they've created, they're going to go to Venice on a junket and probably fly first class, if not private airplane, over there.
Well, Chad, what would happen if they got paid the median income of the people they represent?
They'd be burglarizing.
They switch
jobs, right?
Yep.
So, you know, I watched the debate parts of it last night. It was very hard to stomach. I tell you, the one thing that really comes across from all of them, aside from stupidity, is just the absolute anger these people have.
Mm-hmm.
They are
hatred.
Absolutely the most unhappy, angry people.
Only way they know to cope with that is to bring everybody down to their level.
Oh, yeah. It's like victim status 101. I think just a lot of people are just professional victims. You know, and now you've got Kamala Harris, you know, blaming the Russians. They're behind Tulsi Gabbard's campaign.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah, because she's actually making sense.
Oh,
they're
my
all
God.
Nuts, Chad.
Yeah, they are. All they're doing, almost all of the legitimate Democratic consultants are saying, oh, my gosh, we are killing ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to lose this thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? They are, because they're so radicalized.
Yep.
They're so intersectionalized. There's so much identity politics that they're fighting. Now they're fighting among themselves. No, Joe Biden, you're a racist. Oh no, you're owned by the Russians.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not pro LGBT enough.
Right.
Or, you know, and it's just they're
it's
eating their own. And you know what? I'm running out of popcorn.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are you guys talking about? I saw the market. Wow, not good.
Well, Brent was just down and explained all of that, and we'll see where it goes from here.
China.
He's not particularly worried about it.
China.
All right, boys. Y'all take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, Chad. Note here from David, who says, you are right. Did you know that upstairs in the Rosa Parks Library downtown, there is a Chinese education course about China? You can learn about ping pong, pandas, and dragons.
Oh, wow.
I'll bet the nice Chinese lady that works there won't say anything about Tiananmen Square.
Yeah, really.
See, the Chinese do have a very well organized but unfree society, and I think it's not a European country that Democrats want to emulate. It's them, because they have total control over the population.
Well, they've been around a lot longer than we have.
541. answers, solutions to all types of situations, from poor sleep to energy to pain, can be found at your CBD store. We're really happy at the number of listeners who have visited the CBD store. People of all ages, too. This is what's great, because the products in there can help anybody of any age, and even pets.
Yep, heard that.
I got to get LaDonna up here to talk about the treat she got for her dog. She's got an older dog that's arthritic and has some pain. And the product that she purchased for her pet at CBD store has allowed this dog to become much more ambulatory, less pain. These things work. CBD can be found in both industrialized hemp and cannabis, but only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp as defined by the Department of Agriculture, going back to a bill that was passed in 2018. So this is totally legal, and there's no high in these products. It's the cannabis oil that becomes the effective product here. It's not a vape shop. It's a boutique-styled store that focuses on high-quality, terpene-rich CBD-based products. Here's what you need to do. Stop by and see Marisa and Lori. They know this inside out. They can answer any question you have. They're really terrific. It's a very, very friendly and welcoming shop. And see how this store and these products can change your life. Easy to find if you know where the Renfro's is on the east end of East Chase. You turn right on Minnie Brown Parkway, and about two blocks up, you'll make a left. There's a strip mall plaza there on the west side of the Renfro's Adams Drugs location, and you'll find the CBD store there. Stop by and see him and tell him you heard about it here, please.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour. We have a couple of accidents you'll want to know about. We have one at Pelzer and Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook area. We also have an accident on Day Street. It's down near the McDonald's near Airbase Boulevard, so be careful there. Traffic around the boulevard is really busy this afternoon. Be careful, especially around the Troy Highway, the Interstate, and the Atlanta Highway. And if you're on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. There's crowds rolling with you, but everybody is rolling along just fine this afternoon. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your weekend plans could be interrupted by a thunderstorm every now and then, but we need the rain, and I don't think anybody's going to be upset. Scattered hit or miss storms will fade out later on tonight. Overnight low temperature 74, and then for tomorrow, look for a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms. In fact, I'll throw in Saturday and Sunday as well with the increased coverage of showers on the radar. A decent chance that a lot of towns will get wet. Some towns will get skipped. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s, lows at night in the low 70s, and not much change on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We've moved to your neighborhood. Prime South Bank in Pike Road, Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Birmingham is now CB&S Bank. Even though CB&S Bank is new to the area, you'll still see the same familiar faces. Visit us at cbsbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The concert for the 50th anniversary of Woodstock.
We are stuck.
Woodstock 50 has been canceled.
For ticket refunds, contact the... Oh, wait. Nobody bought tickets. Forget it.
Of course, Woodstock is one of the reasons I... Or one of the things I included in my column, The Year the Earth Stood Still, 1969. Because even something where almost everything went wrong... Mm-hmm. became memorable. It's the old falling into a pile, you know, and, yeah. and coming out smelling like a rose. That's why that year was so extraordinary.
It's an amazing year.
Hey, Tuesday after the show, we're going to the pizza place.
Cool.
On Monday afternoon show, you'll be able to, we're going to give away five pairs of invitations and be able to come and enjoy their incredible pizza for free. They have a size of pizza.
Who are we talking about?
Oh my God.
This is right next to the Dollar General in the Plaza at Harrison and Perry Hill. It's like less than 3 minutes from here.
Yeah.
We're gonna start it at 6. I'll be there about 6:03.
Cool.
And we're just giving people a chance to come by and try their incredible pizza. But they have an OMG size pizza. The box it comes in, after you take the pizza out, you can use it to store stuff under your bed. I've never seen one that big.
Wow. That's
and big. Emily went there and loved it. Had nothing but good things to say about it. And it's the real deal. So that'll be Tuesday. Joey. Please make a note as my executive producer that we will be giving away those passes, some on Monday, some on Tuesday.
Okay.
To join us at the pizza place.
Okay. The pizza. What's the name of the pizza place?
The pizza place.
Perfect. Good name.
Easy to remember.
Oh, yeah.
5:49, we have another one of those. Since we're just diddling away the last few minutes here.
Diddling.
This is another file I came across that we hadn't played in a long time. It's pretty funny.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Can we get their names, please?
Was it...
Just the music turned down. He was the cutest cop I've seen in God knows how long. I just don't know his name. Sorry, I know it's not an emergency, but...
Well, it is in one sense.
It doesn't come very often a good-looking man comes at your doorstep.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Could you throw him back my way?
You need him to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need him to come back there?
Because I have an emergency. I'll think of something. He's cute. Would you throw him back? I think they're partners. Throw him back my way, would you?
Okay, and what is the reason?
My dog. Just blame it on my dog.
Oh,
no, say the music was too loud. They came in the first place because their neighbors lived here for over 15 years. They've got a lot of nerve, these neighbors. My music was too loud. Can I discuss that with them?
You need to talk about the noise complaint as well?
Exactly.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yay. Listen to this.
At least we got a supervisor.
And who ends up having the loud noise?
Oh, I guess I'm the one who has the loud noise. The officer has come to my house. Just music. I work out to loud music.
Okay, and ma'am, what do you need the officer to do? I mean, do you have another noise complaint?
I guess so.
Okay, and where is the noise?
Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? Uh-huh. I just thought it was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911. I know this is not absolutely in a way, shape, or form an emergency. But if you would give the officers my phone number and ask them to come back, other than I know they have terrible lots of things to do in Aurora, would you mind?
Yeah.
I'll give them the message to call you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My dear God. That's where
we
wonder
if that worked.
That is from a long time ago. I'm guessing at least 10 or more years.
I hope she
And that's, you know, that's how big the file system is, because we have that much stuff in the system. So while I'm looking for one thing, I'll say, oh, man, we haven't played that in a long, long time.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure she was cited.
I hope so.
For misusing the 911 system.
Yeah.
And I'm going to guess that she's not dumb.
I don't think she would mind having that citation, though, given by that officer.
No, evidently not.
Put me in handcuffs, please.
Mm-hmm. Whip me, beat me, call me Edna.
Law and order. Special unit.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no follow-up on that.
What can you say, Gary? What can you say?
Well, when you need it, you need it.
Evidently.
I mean, sometimes that's like, that being that is like a drug, I guess, for some people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like a high, so they got to have more.
But did she inhale? That's the question.
I did not inhale.
No, he didn't. Seriously. According to Christopher Hitchens, who was at Oxford at the same time as Bill.
Yeah.
He didn't inhale. He ate pot brownies. Which, I don't know. That's one anecdote from Hitchens. He's the only source on that. But like, it makes so much sense that Clinton would say something.
I got to admit, it's... it caused so much outrage at that time. Mainly because, look, if you did it, just say it.
Mm-hmm.
This country and people are far more forgiving if you just tell them the truth.
Yeah, don't lie. Because you're going to get found out, and it's going to be that much worse.
Well, nobody's going to believe that anyway. I didn't inhale.
Ooh, but thinking of Bill Clinton, that does sound like something he would do. He wants to be cool in front of his buddy, so he does take a hit, but he doesn't inhale. He holds it and then puffs it out, pretends he inhales it. That does sound like something Clinton would do.
It's just unbelievable.
I know. It is. What you're dealing with.
I have far greater faith in the public than any politician, because I tell everything here.
Yes, absolutely. Let them be the judge.
Exactly. And you know what? People connect with you because, you know what, they're not perfect either, and they've had their fair share of boneheaded incidents and stuff, so that's where you bond.
Amen. And talk radio people are just better than your average people.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's why.
That's why. By the way, I heard a Cincinnati talk show host, who is obviously a real Trump fan and very conservative, today just going on and on and on. He says the media's going to lie.
Yep.
He says there are thousands of people lined up. And when you do a Google search, you don't see any of that.
Nope.
It says Trump in Cincinnati. Supporters, protesters turn out for rally. I got news for you. All 18,000 seats are gone for this rally. This is in his second term. This isn't even the election yet.
Yep.
This is what the Democrats are up against. They get 100 people out, and it's a big, let's have a, you know, get a big... Heart,
we're talking about the Beatles here. This is the Beatles.
Yeah.
Trump is, he's the modern Beatles.
And you got to go to a radio station website to get the first honest headline. Large crowds gather for Trump rally in Cincinnati. And I'll tell you what, if I was one of those Antifas or liberals in Cincinnati, I would not want to mess with that. Because you know what? One of these days, those little a-holes are going to walk into the wrong crowd with their masks and their sticks.
Uh-huh. And they're going to get the snow.
Sticks!
And they're going to get their asses kicked. And then watch, Trump people are all violent.
Yeah. Yep, violent.
Actually, they kind of have it coming.
They do, and I'm not going to shed the first tear over
it. Have you ever shopped at Kaiser? It's right up the street from Adams Motorsports.
Kaiser Fine Furnishings?
Yes.
Of course.
We went there last week because we've had, it's not a big, Mrs. Ritterbuttle appropriated my recliner from the living room. Well, not mine, I mean.
Yours, y'all's.
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 That would be accurate.
Yes, sir.
And she's got a beautiful little room all mm-hmm. to herself. It's cool. Roz's room. And she put it in there. She spends a lot of time in there now because it's very comfy. I said, I'll tell you what. Let's go to Kaiser and see if we can't find an adequate replacement. I remember the armrests have to be big and wide so the dogs can lay up there with you. You know, we can't.
Certain criteria.
We can't have Hershey and Briscoe looking for a new place
no.
to sleep.
No, can't have that.
And we did, and we got an incredible deal on not only a super comfortable, cushy, sink into it and take a nap kind of recliner,
mm-hmm.
but with the big armrest that we needed, but it rocks, and it also swivels.
Really?
So
wow.
It's even better than the one that's going back into the living room.
So you won.
Well, Kaiser is, it's a big building.
Yes, it is.
I used to love Paravicini's in Prattville, and mm-hmm. I was so sad when they closed because they had everything. It was an incredibly mm-hmm. eclectic and contemporary selection. They had everything you could want was in there. Kaiser is that and more mm-hmm. now. And whether you're looking for something for a unique little nook or cranny in the house, you're going to find it. And Priest and Stella and the staff there are ready to help. And now it was delivered to our house today. So we're very, very pleased.
Oh, you got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, Greg, it took me 30 years to figure out that you don't buy cheap crap furniture. You buy the good stuff. Step up to the plate. Find the good stuff. It will last you most of your life.
And by the way, they have items that are marked down big time.
Oh, I bet.
We got a great deal on this. Actually spent about $200 less for this chair than the one that...
Wow, and it swivels.
You know, it'd be right if I took it and moved it to my room for a while. Just see what you did?
Yeah, there you go.
Kaiser Fine Furniture, that's at 4044 Potomac Highway, right before you get to Aushucks on yeah. the West Side of the Road. Clearing the air Saturday night at 6.
Yes.
Got anything?
We're going to get into more gallons and what seems to be going on with the insects and the plants.
I wish people would pay more attention to that.
They will.
I've looked at hundreds of photos you've shown me over the years.
Yeah, it's coming. They will.
Take a look into that Saturday night following in-game chat with the lovable Jay.
That's a great show.
I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, and... What's that girl's name? The one that's
Yay Fun.
Emily Hayes.
Yeah, that's
baseball.
Montgomery Skywatch about to wrap up the 5 o'clock rush hour, and traffic is looking a little bit better, but it is still awful busy out there, so be careful, especially on the boulevard. We still see the police working the accident in front of the Publix on the Atlanta Highway, so be careful in that area. The Atlanta Highway is pretty crowded all the way down to Taylor Road, and then Taylor Road is a mess from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any big delays for you. There's lots of folks rolling with you.